The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Five and oh in the shaved head era. Welcome back.
It's a midday show.
Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, as we plan our trip to New Orleans. A little early, maybe, but we got to plan this thing out. We got to get ready. Eagles are 7-2 right now, first place in the NFC. Today's show is sponsored by Klondike Kates. Join us this Wednesday, November 13th, as we broadcast live from Klondike Kates Restaurant on Main Street in Newark, Delaware from 10 to 2. Enjoy specials all day at Klondike Kates. Visit KlondikeKates.com for details. Looking forward to being there Wednesday. Looking forward to be at the Link on Thursday for an Eagles Commanders game.
Oh, yeah, we got a busy week.
Oh, we do. And I was looking forward to yesterday before it kicked off. And then we got a 28-point Eagles victory. And on top of all the fun, you know, we got to watch and listen. You can listen to Merrill Mike. Merrill will join us coming up at 11. Or if you had the TV broadcast on at times, or you went back and forth, you got to hear Tony Romo watch the Cowboys get smashed in Dallas. And then we had this. Hugh alluded to this earlier. It seemed like, I don't know, a little shade from Romo and Nance towards us. Let's listen to those guys yesterday on the broadcast.
It's real. They can win the Super Bowl.
There's a lot to like, and there's a lot of negativity for some reason about this team that comes in on this four-game win streak. Gainwell picks up only two. And it's an interesting thing. You know, there's a lot of talk about, almost talk radio-esque, about what they can't do, what they're not doing, how they fail to do this, how they fail to do that. But you start looking at the numbers they're compiling, especially this last month, the defensive stats, the best rush defense, the best total yards defense, the second best rushing offense for a span of over a month. And those add up to some really good results in the end.
Yeah, and Sirianni takes on a lot of pressure with the, you know, all the talk, but I mean, that's just passionate fans. I actually like when fans care and they want to be a part of it and everything, but when you're winning, it's hard to win the NFL, and they're winning. He deserves credit.
You know what? Shut up. All right, so that was a Nancy Romo yesterday, kind of wagging their finger at us for being a little too maybe hard on this team. Let me say this. I thought Nance had a harsher tongue at us than Romo did.
Yeah, he did.
Romo was kind of like, I get it. You know, it's kind of, it goes to the territory. Nance is like, well, look at the numbers. You guys got to shut up. I mean, he's not wrong. Their numbers do speak to a very good team, but the details of how they've gotten there have been a little bizarre the last couple months.
This is the problem that I have, because now it's weird how, you know, people don't do their homework. We want the sizzle. We want the sizzle. We don't get the whole steak. I think I said that right.
Maybe we want the steak, not the sizzle.
We want the steak. We don't get the sizzle. Yeah. They want the sizzle, not the steak.
Just cook.
Whatever. But my point is this. He acts like what was said about Coach Sirianni wasn't warranted. There was a lot that we as talk radio hosts talk about on a daily basis, and we're here every day for it. And, you know, when you set the standard, because the team set the standard. Mm. We didn't set the standard. You set the standard. And when we see that you're not living up to the standard or something's off, we're going to call you on that. That's all right. And another thing that I don't like is how and I understand, like, listen, I understand it because it's a battle cry. And you know, as a former player, you always look to your why to get you motivated.
Sure.
But when you start blaming other people for talking about stuff that you haven't lived up to, that's not on me. That's on you. Because, again, you set the standard. Like, the whole time that we've been here, the standard in Philadelphia is different than the standard in Cleveland. The standard in Atlanta is different than the standard in Philadelphia. It
sure is.
You know, when we start having Super Bowl aspirations and things like that, and if you're not living up to that and we call you out on that, Don't be mad because we're calling you out on it, because that's what the standard that you set. If you were a mediocre football team, wouldn't nobody care? You haven't lived up to the standards until now. And if you see stuff that's not right, it's your God-given right as a fan to say something about that.
I also think that they're leaving a big detail out that you can't. So if you Jim Nance is right. If you just look at the Eagles' numbers and you came from outer space and you said, this football team within this season, are they really good? You'd be fool if you didn't say yes. Look what they've done. They're a top 10 offense or a top 10 defense. They've won 5 in a row. They blow teams out. But the context he's missing is they kept the same coach off a collapse, right? And then they started 2-2.
Mm-hmm.
And then off the bye, that team and that coach barely beat the Browns. And then the coach yelled at the crowd, right? That's the context. And then since then, right, that was the jumping off point. Since then, they've looked great.
They rallied off five wins.
And I think since then, for the most part, people have been mostly positive. I think there's a large group of context or, you know, stuff, a lot of context, I should say, that was left out of him saying, well, people are not sure and they're complaining. Well, you know, they had the context in.
It's also easy for them to say it as not somebody who has to do a radio show for 5 days a week talking mainly about the Philadelphia Eagles, and if the only discussion that we could have is, well, they're winning and the numbers look good, then there's no discussion.
And you shouldn't complain. Yeah, you can't complain.
Then we have nothing to do.
Well, also, the people we talk with every day feel similarly,
of
right?
Course,
or
right.
At least it's split where some people are like, hey, you guys are being too hard, but some people are like, I don't know.
That's the point. Like, you talked about the standard here versus everywhere else. How about just the standard for a fan of their team is different than the standard of an objective observer. Like,
right.
Romo and Nance are sitting there going, well, they're 7-2. What's the big deal? Well, we watch all of the games. We're listening to all the press conference audio. We're getting all the reports.
And we hear the fans talk about this team
correct.
On a regular.
Everything. So
you're sitting there for a couple hours.
Right.
And you're getting the narrative from somebody who's probably being talked about
on a
day-to-day.
So you could hear that through that. So we know how this works, right? The broadcasters will sit down with the opposing team's quarterback and head coach. Jalen doesn't strike me as someone in those meetings that's talking about how the fans are talking about him, because I don't think he pays attention. That's coming from Sirianni, right? Like, they're probably having fun banter, like, yeah, they've been on us all year, but they were playing well, and then it comes out that way. And that's fine. Like, I don't care that's probably what's going on, but they're getting it from the Eagles, and then that's what happened.
And so, like, Tony Romo, he has forgotten more football than I'll ever know, right? That's fine. But I don't think it's crazy for me to say that, like, I am more in tune with what's going on with the Philadelphia Eagles than Tony Romo is.
No, you're right. You're right. You are. We
so,
all are.
Like, so I'm sorry. Like, he doesn't have the right to tell us how we should feel about our football team that we spend 24 hours, 7 days a week watching and talking about.
Yeah, yeah. So look, they're not wrong, though. Like, their facts are facts. I feel the same way they do now, but they left out all the gray area. They just made it all black and white. Like, how could anyone complain? They're obviously good. Well, guys, in September, they weren't good, and the quarterback was turning the ball over left and right, and they barely beat the Browns. Since then, though, yeah, they look damn good. 215-592-9494. Let's go back to the phone lines here, and then in a few minutes, we have the Merrill montage. Well, let's listen to it again as the Eagles beat up the Cowboys. Josh in Wilmington is up. Hey, Josh.
What's up, gentlemen?
Josh, what's up, pal?
What's going on? You!
What's going on, man?
My man. Oh, dude, Juan, I've been waiting to call because yesterday, I mean, I'm going to tell you what I observed. I didn't even bring my list with me because I was so jacked up and I'm working today. So the play of Jalen Hurts, right? Okay, let's eliminate the first couple drives, right? That this dude right now is, we're watching him, and I've been all over this since I've been talking to you guys. He is 100%. Just getting better and better, and he's understanding how to play quarterback at the level that we need him to play at. He's making tons of great decisions. He got poise. That deep ball of his is no joke. That nose of the ball on some of the touch passes is getting down. I mean, it is looking awesome. And then what's inspiring is two rookie corners that know how to throw the body around, make hits, and inspire the rest of the defense, veterans included. This is
the holidays are all about sharing with family. meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's fun, and I'm going to tell you, Kyle, hit the music, brother, because Hugh, you better call your brother. We're going to need a drive to Louisiana, my main man. We're going. I can't even begin to, at Detroit, screw Detroit. Jared Goff, what a joke. 5 interceptions yesterday? Come on, he ate a turd sandwich.
They still won.
I'm stoked. You should be stoked.
I'm stoked.
Man, let's go. Oh, my God. What, and what do we do? What are you supposed to do to a tomato can? You kick the tomato can.
You smash him.
You kick it right in the face. I mean, just awesome. Absolutely awesome. I'm in.
Josh, you're right. I mean, listen, man, you're right about everything you said there. Smash the bad teams. Good phone call.
And lost a little steam with that music.
Yeah, it's all right. I mean, I think it was Josh's first time with the music, or one of his first times?
If I'm not mistaken, he's done it one time.
Okay. I mean, it's one of those things where certain of our callers are used to it, and they do it every day or close to it.
Well, he asked for the music.
Oh, no, I mean, he's building
that
up.
That was on him.
Well, he's getting himself in Super Bowl mode, like the rest of us are. And look, his thought on Jalen Hurts said he's getting better here. I know there's probably going to be a lot of conversation the next few days on those bad plays he had yesterday. He took a lot of sacks early. He had the fumble. He can't fumble that football there. And the interception in the end zone. But overall, you know, we will point out the things on Hurst that he has to get better at. But here's where he ranks in the NFL right now, okay? And I know there's one more game this week, tonight, the Miami Dolphins and the Los Angeles Rams. So Stafford and Tua still have to play. But going into Monday Night Football through Week 10, Jalen Hurts, 8th in QBR, 5th in passer rating, 4th in yards per attempt, 4th in completion percentage in the NFL. He's playing like a top 10 quarterback. I mean, almost by any way you slice the numbers. And that's even with the plays we look at and we're like, he's playing, Hugh, like a top 10 guy.
Yeah, he is. And he's playing, man, listen, Jalen has had a tumultuous beginning of the season, no question about that. But he's quietly looking like one of the better quarterbacks in the NFL right now. And that's all you can ask for. You know, there's been so much to be said about the head coach and the stuff that he's going through. That's why I think Coach Sirianni is crazy like a fox, because all the time that we've been talking about him and how crazy he's been acting, his football team has gotten better. Vic Fangio has this defense playing a lot better. Now, granted, he still ain't figured out what to do with Bryce Huff, even though Bryce Huff had a sack yesterday.
Hold up, dog.
Last time I checked, garbage time or not, all those sacks count.
I don't want to hurt you on this, but I think he has figured out what to do with Bryce Huff. Play him less. Play him less than the other pass rushers.
He needs to play him.
Why would you put him on the field more when the defense is better when he doesn't play?
No, the defense, he needs to play. He's making 50-some-odd million dollars. You don't get 10 sacks by that.
I don't care about his money.
You don't get 10 sacks by happenstance.
Go back to the Jets and get 10 more.
He might have.
Y'all ain't right.
Hold on. Haven't they been a better defense since he's played less? I mean, that's just, isn't that what's happened?
I don't subscribe to what you're saying, Joe.
But isn't it a fact?
Okay, fine.
Since he's played less, they played better.
But they still need to figure out a way to get some production out of him.
Sure, and that would only help.
And I know
right?
We talked to Dave Spadaro this weekend, and he said he has to earn it. But I mean, he came up with I was about to tell a lie. I was about to say that was a big sack.
I have an agenda. Big sack. Come on now. The game was over.
All right, then
I'm hurting myself trying to make this.
Let's hear from Dave, and then we'll play the Merrill montage, the best of yesterday's victory. Dave in North Philly. What's up, Dave?
Hello?
Hello, Dave.
Yeah, hi.
What's up?
You guys are talking about how you guys covered the Eagles all season, right?
Well, I mean, Nance and Romo were, so we were kind of commenting on what they said.
What they said, yeah.
Well, they're right. They're not wrong.
So how
you guys were negative day one, fire Sirianni, fire Sirianni, fire Sirianni. And then once the team rallied around Sirianni, it's, oh, Jalen Hurts isn't playing up to snuff. Jalen Hurts ain't good enough. He's not going to be here in 2 years.
Can I ask you?
Jalen's playing top tier, and then what was it last week? Howie Roseman's a terrible GM because he didn't bring anybody in.
Dave, hold on. I don't recall. We can talk about what we've said, and then we can talk about the fan base.
Not what we said as a fan base, what you guys say as radio.
Dave, I wanted to clarify that because never has anyone on this show said Howie Roseman's terrible GM. This is like one of the most pro-Howie shows we're going to have.
Might have been the morning guy.
Well, but Dave,
we're not the morning guy.
I don't give a shit.
I can't comment on what they comment.
I'm talking about the radio station
okay.
as a whole.
All right, but Dave, hold on. When the team is 2-2 and gets blown out in Tampa and comes out of a bye and barely beats the Cleveland Browns,
wait how they play the next game.
You don't know how conversation works, huh? Joe speaks and then you speak. You gonna let you speak?
Don't bring your kids to the press conference.
Let him speak. This is a conversation. This is an open dialogue. Relax.
I'm just curious because Dave, we're fans and we talk to fans like you. Dave, I'm curious.
Did Brown freak out last year?
Everyone's
calm here. Just relax for a second. Dave, I'm curious. When all that played out in September, Jalen's turned the ball over left and right. Sirianni's yelling at the crowd. They barely beat the Browns. They don't look like a good team. When you text with your friends or talk to your friends, do you say, I'll respond in a month, or do you have a conversation then?
What'd you say?
Let me try one more time. When the team is not playing well like they were the first 4 or 5 weeks and you're having a conversation with your friends about the team, do you say to them, I'm not going to give you an opinion now. I'm going to wait a full month, then we'll talk. Or do you have a conversation that day and react?
No. I say, I don't think they were playing bad the first 4 or 5 weeks, maybe the first couple games. But I don't say fire Sirianni, who's been to the Super Bowl, who's never missed a playoffs.
Okay, that's your opinion. So that's all you do. You give your opinion based on how the team's playing.
Yeah, and I'm saying your guys' opinion is always negative. Negative, negative, negative.
Did you hear the start of the show today? When
you
we
guys get mad yeah, when don't. People say it.
No one's mad. I'm not mad at you, Dave.
This is a joke, frankly.
You're mad at Jim Nance for saying
yes,
right?
Because he's not here. Like, I don't need Jim Nance telling me or anyone part at WIP.
He's telling you the truth.
No, he told the truth
They don't know how conversations.
No. He told the truth in terms of how the team looks now. What he left out is what you're leaving out, the gray area, which is the up and down nature of the team. You could say whatever you want. Like, anyone with eyes could say right now they look good. Obviously, they do. Why was the city negative? No. Well, hold on. Why was the city or the station, if you want to say the station? Dave, they collapsed last year, and at one point, Sirianni was like 3-9 in his last 12 games. What do you want people to say then?
Yeah, well, he had a Super Bowl appearance the year before.
No, but that's two years ago. That's 2 years ago, dude.
You don't call for his head after. You still give him another chance. If you run him out of the city again, nobody's going to want to.
Hey, Dave, let me help you out.
Stop with that. If they run him out of town, no one's going to want to coach you. They fired Doug Peterson after he won the Super Bowl.
Hey, Dave.
I got to get rid of him.
Who got Doug fired?
We got Doug fired.
I was gonna try to help Dave out because Dave is making a whole lot of excuses. Dave, I was gonna ask you before you got hung up on was if you hire somebody to fix your roof and they don't fix it, are you gonna keep hiring that same person? If they keep messing up something on the roof, you'll keep hiring and saying, well, hey, maybe they didn't get it right the first time. I'm gonna let him do it again. That's why people were calling for Coach Sirianni's head. Listen. I understand that you called in with an agenda and you didn't really want Joe to speak, but now since you're not on the phone, allow me a moment to try to clarify things for you. This is a business, and when you're in a business, your business is to perform and do well. Coach Sirianni didn't do well. So don't be mad at some people, because they were firing for calling for his job because he didn't perform well down the stretch.
Yeah, and I just, listen, you want to, just come at me if you want to say it. I hate when the people do the thing of, well, WIP this or all of our listeners and callers. You can react any way you want as a fan. Also, Hugh said it's a business. Imagine if you hired someone to do your roof and halfway through the job you look up and there's a hole in the roof and the guy's drinking on the top of the roof. Are you going to sit there and say, I'm going to give him time? Or are you going to go downstairs and talk with whoever you live with and say, I don't know about the job they're doing up there? Like, it doesn't mean they can't figure it out. And obviously Sirianni has. But it's okay to have question marks about your team along the way. There's no rule of how you have to be a fan.
Dave was a baby.
I mean, I think that's a good way to put it. You know who's not a baby? Merrill, Mike, Howard. Well, Howard might be a baby sometimes, but they put on a good performance yesterday. The Merrill montage as the Eagles go to Dallas and dominate the Cowboys.
If the Eagles play like they did since week six, it should be easy, but they still need to play hard to win game seven.
Washington takes it, fumbles it, and the Eagles say they have it.
And they do.
And they do. Hurts is back. Here comes the rush. He swings it out to Barkley. Barkley breaks three tackles, takes it to the one. Hurts under center. Hurts sneaks, and he's in for the touchdown. It worked. To the Eagles, break the ice. Rush. He gives it off to Elliott. And Elliott fumbles the football. Eagles recover the ball in the end zone. And it was recovered by DeGene. Eagles lead the Cowboys 7-6. Hurts. He lets it fly. He's got Brown. Brown at the 50. Brown at the 47-yard line. Brown came out of nowhere with a cloud of dust.
Really?
And a hearty high-ho silver.
Really, really well done.
He's going to run. He's got plenty of room. 40. 35, 30, and he slides down shy of the 20.
Excellent decision.
Hurts looks. Here comes the rush. He's rolling, firing, complete. Touchdown! Dallas got him! And the Eagles will just take a snap, kneel down, and head for the locker room. Fortunately, because of that last drive leading 14-6, here is the punt. Backing up is DeGene. He takes it at the 32, starts up the center of the field. He's at the 40, turns the corner to the 45-50, and run out of bounds inside the Cowboys 40.
What an outstanding job, Cooper DeGene, putting the Eagles offense now in Dallas Cowboy territory.
Handoff goes to Gainwell. He's at the 15, to 10, and he spins down to the 8. Hurts is starting to run. Now he fires. Complete! Touchdown! This time it goes to Johnny Wilson, his first touchdown in the NFL. Hurts is looping it deep downfield, and it is caught. What another great grab, and this time it is A.J. Brown. Gives off to Barkley, up the middle he goes, moving the pile almost 9 yards. That's more like it. It's Barkley slashing it for the first down and taking it to the 20 at 9 more yards. Gives it to Barkley. He's at the 15, cuts to the outside. He's at the 10, he's at the 9. Barkley is starting to move the pile. Hurts, keeps it, runs, cuts back, inside. Touchdown number 10, the Birds. 31, the Cowboys, 6. No, Kenny Pickett works hard, and this is an opportunity for him to have some fun. It is over. They just bury them. Eagles 34, Cowboys 6. Eagles are now 7-2.
Oh, they bury the Cowboys. Merrill will join us coming up top of the air. You know what we haven't talked about yet, but it was obviously in that montage?
What's that?
First quarter of the game, Hugh, that swing pass to Saquon, where I think he caught it at the 21-yard line, and he didn't go down until the 1. You know, swing passes, when there's defenders around you, kind of like hovering over you, you're not supposed to get 20 more yards.
Those,
those feel like check downs, like you get 5 or 6, and you go to the next down. He made like 3 guys miss, and then it took 4 to drag him down to the end zone. That was one of the most impressive plays he's had all
year. He's a physical runner, man.
He's unreal.
No question about that. You know what's funny, Joe? I was asking Kyle in the break where that montage was playing. I was like, is that the music from the Magnificent Seven?
What did he say?
I was born in 95, dude. I don't know. But I think it was.
It did work well.
It worked,
Dinosaur Douglas.
Extremely well. And I just was like, wait, how was that music? But yeah, this team right now, it's playing with a lot of confidence,
yes,
man. And you know, we can sit here and there are going to be people that are going to be calling in and talking, oh, they didn't play anybody. That's true to a certain extent. But everybody that they've played picked up checks on Monday that said National Football League on them, yeah, and had that professional team that they play for on it.
A few of them probably should give the money back, but they get the money. I mean, you're right here. They are professionals.
You never heard nobody doing
the
that.
The Eagles beat them up. All right,
215-592.
Cooper Rush should get the money back. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop in. Merrill next. All your phone calls as well. Are you starting to think Super Bowl? All right, that's next right here in the Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP. The Hess Toy Truck is back, and it's better than ever. For the 60th year, the 2024 Hess Fire Truck with car and motorcycle packaged in a specially marked product box commemorates their milestone anniversary as the official 60th anniversary toy. In celebration, this new heroic emergency response trio is the most feature-packed holiday Hess truck toy team ever, loaded with an array of animated lights, sounds, motors, and chrome detailing. As always, free standard shipping and batteries included, available only at Hess Toy.
Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.